Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshiped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were open, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Glory, glory.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. forget all about yourself.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We'd like to welcome you to early Sunday morning prayer. We do apologize for getting started a little bit late, just to break down the communication. But nevertheless, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, this is another day that the Lord has given us an opportunity to praise him, an opportunity to be thankful, an opportunity to gather together for corporate prayer. I thank God for my sister Dawn being on the line, and she did call me. Amen. But we're here this morning to just tell the Lord how much we love him, how much we appreciate him, how much we adore him. How many know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Amen, amen, amen. That was on our side. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, God. Oh, with a thankful heart. This morning we just want to tell you how much we love you, Lord. We didn't come requesting and asking anything special from you, Lord. But this morning we just want to praise you for who you are. We want to let you know how thankful we are that you decided to renew your mercies upon us this morning. We know that your mercies are renewed every morning. Oh, God, we thank you for being able to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. We know that all of our help come from the Lord. Oh, God, we know that we move, we live, and have our being because of you. We know that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We know, God, that you have our best interests at heart. Now, God, we're asking you to continue. Continue to rain upon us, God. Continue to let your blood cover us. In the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord God, for looking over our families. Thank you, Lord God, for looking over this nation. Thank you, Lord God, for looking over our leaders each and every day, God. Oh, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to keep us in the right place, God. Keep us with the right spirit, Lord God. Help us to lean and depend on you. For the word of God said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. But in all thy ways, God, we want to acknowledge you. Oh, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to heal the brokenhearted. We're asking you to go into nursing homes. We're asking you to go into hospitals. We're asking you to visit those that are in prison this morning, God. Oh, God, wrap your arms around them. Comfort them, Lord God. And let them know that you love them. Let them know that you haven't forgotten about them. Let them know, Lord God, that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, God, as we continue to give you glory, glory for what you're doing. Glory for what you already done. Glory for what we're expecting you to do. Oh, God, our expectations is high this morning. Hallelujah. We've seen you move in our lives. We've seen you, hallelujah, heal and deliver and set free. We've seen you remove mountains. We've seen you remove obstacles out of our way, because we know that there's nothing too hard for you. Nothing is impossible to those that believe. Oh, God, we're asking you to increase our faith this morning. Hallelujah. Faith to continue to love. Faith to continue continue on, God. Some of us have situations, and we don't know how we're going to come out of them. Oh, God, but if we continue to look to you, if we continue, Lord God, to keep our focus on you, God, we know this too shall pass. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm thanking you for my sister this morning, Danielle. For 21 years we've been looking for mercy. For 21 years, God, we've been asking you to release her. But how many know in God's own time he'll do everything that you requested of him to do? But it's in his own time. There's a set time for everything. There's an expiration date on everything. Troubles don't last always, people. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through this morning, I just want to encourage you today to continue to look to Jesus. Continue to anchor your soul in the Master. How many souls have been anchored this morning? Hallelujah. We have to be anchored in this word, anchored in his promises, anchored in the blood of Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord. We ask you to bless Sister Ruby, God. Continue to strengthen our God. Comfort our heart, Lord God. We come against the spirit of depression this morning. We come against that spirit of depression this morning. We come against that spirit of lack this morning. We come against that spirit of confusion this morning. We bind confusion this morning. Because you're not a God of confusion, but you're a God of peace. You're a God of love. And we thank you for it this morning. Remember every leader this morning. Remember every pastor, every minister, every evangelist, every apostle, every prophet, every prophetess. Hallelujah. The fivefold ministry that come on this line. Remember Pastor R.C. Blakes and Samuel Blakes. Remember Mother Blakes this morning, God. Remember my own mother, Barbara Benoit, God. Remember my siblings this morning. Oh, God, and don't forget about my son, Jamar, God. Continue to strengthen him, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do a new thing in him. I'm asking you to give him a new mind this morning. Remember my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren this morning, God. Remember those, God, that don't know you this morning in the fellowship of your suffering, God. Remember them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my sister, Sharita, hallelujah, and Dawn. Remember Andrew and Terry and Vern and Errol, God. Continue to bless them, God. Remember my nieces and my nephews, God. And as we go out into the highways and the hedges, give us a mind to share this gospel. Give us a mind to tell somebody that you still save, that you're still in the saving business. You're still in the miracle working business. You're still in the healing business. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Remember Prophetess Theodora Glover, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to give her a new mind today. God, give her directions and instructions. And that she would follow them, God, and do what we would have her to do. In the name of Jesus, remember this radio broadcast, a time of reflection, God. God, we asking you to raise up somebody that's going to man the switches. Somebody that's going to be timely on the switchboard and handling the studio business, God. Oh, God, you brought us back to this place. And we asking you, Lord God, to do everything that you promised us you would do. You already promised us, hallelujah, what you would do. You promised me when you told me to go. You said, go and don't worry about your sister. You said, go and I'm going to take care of her. She'll be right behind you. Oh, I bless you today, God, because can't nobody do it like you, God. Can't nobody open up prison doors. Can't nobody heal like you, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. God, I don't count it. I don't count it for naught this morning. But I'm grateful, God. What a grateful heart. I say thank you. Thank you for shutting the gainsayer's mouth. Thank you for those that thought she would die in prison. Thank you, Lord God, for you said not so. Oh, God, and we're standing on your word today. Remember all those other women, hallelujah, men that have children that they haven't seen in years. Touch President Obama. Continue to touch him and his first family, the first family, God. Oh, give him a compassion. Hallelujah, set the captives free. Oh, God, as this is his last term, God, they have some innocent people that's sitting in prison. There's some innocent people, hallelujah, did no wrong. The one that was most innocent was Jesus. He never sinned. He didn't know no God. Hallelujah, and they killed him. I am the Messiah. They persecuted him. They whipped him. I am the Messiah. But we thank God for Jesus, for he died for our sins. It didn't go to that cross. We were never lying. We were never right to the tree of life. Oh, I bless you this morning, God. I am the Messiah. As we get ready to proceed with our week this week, God. Ah, God, we're asking you, Lord God, for new revelation. We're asking you for a fresh word, a rhema word, a word that would enhance, a word that would enrich, a word, hallelujah, that would empower. That would impact souls all over this land. Oh, we give you glory this morning, God. We give you glory, and we thank you, and we count it already done. We count it already done because you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Nothing too hard for you. Remember Jarvis this morning, God. Remember Naja this morning. Remember my niece, Glenisha, God. Continue to wrap your arms around her. Let her know, God, that you don't make no mistakes. Let her know, God, that you're going to bless her with a daughter. You're going to bless her with a son. In God's due time. Oh, it'll be. It will be, God. She's been faithful, God. She's been a tithe payer. She's been an obedient child. Messiah, remember our God. Remember our husband, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning, God. And as we go to our houses of worship, I've already been, amen, I may be going to another one today. Hallelujah, because it's in my spirit. I have to praise God. I don't know about you all. Maybe you haven't done something miraculous in your life. Maybe you haven't answered any of your prayers. Oh, but he answered my prayer. For 21 years, I've been praying the same prayer. Oh, God, but today I can say, God, there's no God like our God. There's no God like our God. God knows the end from the very beginning. Hallelujah. He knows what your end is going to be. He knows all the in-between. There's nothing hidden from him. And that's why I serve him. I serve him because he's a righteous God. I serve him because he's faithful. I serve him because he's long-suffering. I serve him, I hear that, Messiah, because he know all about Adrian. Oh, yes, he does. And guess what? He know all about you. So we bless the Lord today. We just want to get on this line before the hour expires. Amen. And again, we apologize for the lateness of the hour. Nevertheless, amen, we have 60 minutes live on Sunday morning. So we're still operating on live time. Hey, glory to God. We serve a living God. Our God is not dead. He's yet alive. Our God is not dead. He's yet alive. Hiya no Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. And we bless him for being alive. We bless him for making us whole. We bless him. Hallelujah, for covering us with his blood in the name of Jesus. Aya no Moshaya. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Bless your name, Jesus. Haya no 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 mosiye. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, Lord, I got a reason. I don't know about you all, but I got a reason to give him praise. I got a reason to open up my mouth and tell him thank you. I got a reason for everything that I do in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Oh, God, I thank him because he always hear me. I thank him, hallelujah, hallelujah, because he's never late. Woo, God, he's an on-time God. Ah, he's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hey, you know, no more shaya. Woo, we don't know what the week is going to be like. Hey, you know, no more shaya. We don't know what the week is going to be like. But if it's anything like the week that has been, we're going to have a marvelous week. Last week we were talking about, do you want to be whole? Amen. If you want to be whole, then guess what? You have to do some things that designate wholeness. Huh? Glory to God. You have to do some things that warrant wholeness. Amen. You got to come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. Ah, you don't know Messiah. You can't run with everybody. Amen. You can't participate in everything. Amen. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I give him glory. I give him praise. I thank God for Sister Jones, Sister Corinthian Jones. Lord God, continue to bless our God. Remember our family, God. Remember Christian, God. Ashley and Angie, amen, and Angel and Anaya. Remember our husband, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Overtake her and pour out a blessing that she won't have room enough to receive. Oh, we bless you today, God. Ah, God, you are a great God. You are a great God, and you're greatly to be praised. We going to sign on over. Yeah, no, 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 Shia. As you go to your different houses of worship, don't forget to pray for somebody else. Don't just look for God to do something for you, but think about somebody else today. Tell somebody else that the same God that did it for me, he can do it for you. Encourage somebody. Woo, glory to God. I bless you today. We're going to close out with It's Working. Ah, that's my song. That's my song by William Murphy. It's working. How many know it's working for your good? How many know that God, while you're trying to figure it out, God is already working? You better tend to your heart.
For favor,
this
is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my season to reap what I have sown. I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace.
need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace, for favor.
This is my season. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth. Say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. Have a beautiful Sunday. Remember, share the good news with somebody else. Tell somebody how much Jesus loves them. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow on A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries.